USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Centers for Disease Control revised its mask-wearing guidance earlier this week, saying that those in areas of the country experiencing high rates of COVID infection should go back to wearing masks indoors in public spaces, even if they are vaccinated. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying that new data on the Delta variant of the virus prompting the change. Nephrologist Dr. Frieda Fischer tells Fox News that it was appropriate for the CDC to update their guidance based on what is being shown by the variant.
Unlike the Alpha variant, the previous variant, the Delta variant is more transmissible, and now we believe it's more deadly, and we also know that even vaccinated people can spread the virus, and so it is prudent that we change the guidelines. The good news is that the vaccinations still work in keeping the fully vaccinated from getting severely ill and from dying from COVID-19.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The director of the CDC is explaining why her agency adjusted its guidelines for mask wearing earlier this week. Brad Bernards reports.
Dr. Rochelle Walensky, director of the CDC, issued a clarification statement Friday night on Fox News' special report. Brett Baer had asked about masks.
The masks are really being put on for vaccinated people in areas of high-density disease, such that if they were to get infected, that they knew that they might bring it to somebody who is immunocompromised, somebody who was not yet vaccinated. So it was really to prevent transmission.
From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And the Senate held a rare Saturday session as a group of bipartisan negotiators worked to finish their $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. Virginia Democrat Senator Mark Warner saying that the group is still hammering out the language of the bill with the hope of getting the full text out on Saturday. If the group is able to do that, debate on the bill and possible amendments to it could begin as soon as Sunday afternoon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A major storm caused serious damage and injuries in Pennsylvania. Wendy King has more.
Just one day after a destructive tornado struck eastern Pennsylvania, causing the partial collapse of a car dealership and injuring several people inside, the National Weather Service confirmed that an EF3 tornado had torn through the area with peak winds of 140 miles per hour. They said the most intense damage was to a car dealership and an adjacent mobile home park. They said on Thursday, the twister struck in Bensalem, Pennsylvania. The town is 20 miles northeast of Philadelphia. Public Safety Director Fred Herron said it was the worst damage he had ever seen. According to officials, five people were injured in the car dealership. The storm caused damage in other areas of town as well, including a gardening center. But no other injuries were reported. In addition to reports of tornadoes, there were also numerous reports of wind damage, hail as large as an inch and a half in diameter, and flash flooding from torrential rain across eastern Pennsylvania. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And Miami Marlins manager Don Mattingly has tested positive for COVID-19. He arrived at the ballpark Saturday experiencing mild symptoms. The team says Mattingly's case is isolated and the rest of the Marlins players and staff have all tested negative. Mattingly was vaccinated back in April. Bench coach James Rosen will handle managerial duties while Mattingly quarantines. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.